ABC Radio Australia.
No doubt you remember Australia's devastating summer of bushfires. It was one of the worst fire seasons the country has ever seen. More than 18 million hectares of land were burnt, nearly 3,000 homes destroyed, and billions of native animals are estimated to have been killed. 6 months on and communities around the country are still recovering. One of the worst affected areas was Eden Monaro in New South Wales, but their healing has been helped by thousands of dollars in donations from the PNG city of Leh. Our reporter Jordan Fennell has the story.
There are downright apocalyptic images coming out of Australia right now as the country's battling hundreds of fires that have burned across the country for months now.
The bushfires have killed 18 people. They've killed close to half a billion animals. They're over twice as big as the Amazon forest fires. And they're exerting extreme political pressure on Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
As Australia battled one of its worst bushfire seasons on record, images showing the community of Eden Monaro trapped by the raging firestorm and being rescued by the Navy were broadcast around the world.
As we go to air tonight, a fire is threatening the town of Eden on the far south coast. Communities right along the south coast are isolated, with roads closed and electricity cut off.
In PNG, Sheila Harrow watched on in shock. She's the president of the PNG Australia Alumni Association, based in the Morobe province, and decided to take action when she saw the pictures.
We call out to all our Morobians to be united in one heart, to give from the heart, to console our neighbour.
She started a bushfire appeal in PNG's second largest city of Leh to raise money for victims in Australia. Young people took to the streets pushing wheelbarrows along, asking for public donations, and more than 20 local organisations also gave money.
So basically the individuals, youth groups, schools, churches, business houses and corporate houses, they all participated. They gave their contributions in cash and in kind.
In the end, $61,000 Australian dollars was raised. The act of kindness left Sharon Tapscott amazed and astounded. She's the local mayor of the Bega Valley Council Shire, which sits within Eden Monaro.
To read that these people are even thinking about us, let alone donating what little they had to us, it's really, I cannot tell you how much that money means to me. Not so much the value in dollar terms, but the value in humanitarian terms.
It's money that Mayor Tapscott says is very much needed for a community that is still in recovery many months after more than 400 houses were lost and many livelihoods were destroyed.
We're struggling to support the people. We've had lots of help, but we've not only got the less than ideal conditions in which they're living, but we've also got the mental health side of the issue.
The $61,000 was initially donated to the Rotary Club in the town of Marimbula, as the Leh Rotary Committee in PNG was also involved in the bushfire appeal. The Marimbula Rotary then gave $50,000 of that to the Bega Valley Community Disaster Relief Fund, and the Rotary Group kept the remaining $11,000 for local bushfire recovery projects in the town of Marimbula. Mayor Tapscott says the $50,000 will go towards both short and long-term help.
So our short-term goal is to help those affected by the fire at the moment get through this immediate challenge. And then our medium-term goals will turn to mental health and supporting children through their journey through schools. And then our long-term will just be there for that, to make sure that our community does have the mental health support that they need to recover and get their pathway, not only home, but their pathway back to some kind of normality.
Sheila Harrow says she's pleased the money they raised in Leh will help rebuild the homes and hearts of their neighbours across the sea.
Okay, we regard Australia as our closest neighbour, our friend and family member. Yeah, in the Pacific, it makes us feel good, you know, because from the beginning, we said we must give from the heart and it must reach another heart. So, yeah, it feels good that our money is put to good use supporting our neighbour and our friend and family member out there.